23.
Okay, let's go around the room. You hit the recording if you want now, Mark. Okay, first of all, can we go around the room? This is Paul Benson, North West England.
Johannes from South Africa.
Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Okay, it's going to be a slight change for August. The games are going to be highly entertaining. Now that can mean absolutely anything. So don't feel too disappointed if you don't understand what's going on, because I can't understand some parts of this game, and I'm hoping you'll explain it to me. The game was played in 1963 between a couple of Russian players. The player with the white pieces went on to become a world champion at correspondence chess. And this is also a correspondence game. So if you want to take 2 days on a move, please do so. Mm. Okay, so the game begins, pawn echo 4. White plays game move, pawn, echo 4. Black game move, pawn, charlie 5. Game move for white is knight, foxtrot 3. Game move for black is knight, charlie 6. Game move for white is pawn, David 4. Game move for black is Charlie 5 takes David 4. Game move for white is knight takes pawn, Delta 4.
Game move I am back.
Okay.
I missed move, I think.
Okay. The game moves as follows. Echo 4.
Okay.
Charlie 5. Knight foxtrot 3. Knight charlie 6. Delta 4. Charlie takes delta 4. White knight takes delta 4. And the game move for black is pawn, echo 6.
Okay.
All right, so we'll have a brief comment here. This is, I think, called the timing of system. They're interchangeable. There's the timing of, there's the pulsing, there's the cam, and they all roughly seem to follow general ideas, but play the moves in slightly different orders, as far as I can tell. If you want to try and exploit move order, you can do so by white, but then you would have to need something special for the timing of move order, the pulse of move order, the cam move order. So sometimes it's better to just have one system that copes with all of these flexible responses from black. Well, I think the standard move here for white is fairly obvious. Game move for white is knight, charlie 3. Though if you wanted, you could play pawn, charlie 4 and play it a bit like a Maroxy bind. Okay, game move for black here is queen, charlie 7.
Oh.
Right, an early queen, charlie 7. Now, some players like to precede this with pawn alpha 6. As Chris Ross will tell you, if white plays knight delta bravo 5, the black queen drops back to bravo 8, and Maybe at the next move, black will play pawn alpha 6. Anyway, the knight drops back to delta 4 for white, and the queen comes back out to Charlie. So black's played two moves with the queen, white's played two moves with the knight, and neither's really gained anything. So don't bother playing knight delta bravo 5 just to kick the black queen because you can. You will get kicked back out yourself. Alright, so there are several moves here for white now. The most popular choice here for white in this position, and we're measuring in thousands of games, and that's on the limited database I visit. The most popular move is bishop echo 3 here for white. The next popular move is bishop echo 2, and the third popular move is the game move. The fourth popular move is pawn foxtrot 4. And after that, you're into oddities. These are the main choices. Now, if you want to study moves other than these, you can do so, but they usually come with a risk that the main grandmasters, they come with the assessments. The main grandmasters avoid them for the simple reason they don't think they're all that good, and that black gets a more comfortable game than black should. So, bishop echo 3, the most popular. Bishop echo 2, second popular. Game move to come, and pawn foxtrot 4. These are the high popularity choices. Anyone any idea what the game move, the missing game move could be? Rare. Almost a no.
Bishop Charlie 4.
Again, rare, almost unknown.
Knight 4.
Now that one is known. Yeah, I don't think it's known precisely in this position. I think they tend to wait until black has gone pawn alpha 6. But you're right, restricting the queen side is definitely an option.
But not the game move.
It's not the game move, no. But you're right, you're doing nothing wrong if you play pawn alpha 4. The other moves are, well, the grandmasters don't follow them, put it that way. But that's not to say you can't play them. Because club players won't take advantage of such moves so easily. Okay, well, the game move is... Game move is pawn, golf, 3.
3, okay.
Golf 3.
Preparing for bishop, fox, 4.
No, it's keeping an eye on the echo 4 pawn.
Okay.
Obviously, bishop delta 3 is a bit of an embarrassment because knight takes knight delta 4. White.
But it is the open Sicilian. Why he played... Golf 3. I mean, generally, close Sicilian they play, right? Delta 3, pawn delta 3,
golf 4. You can play golf 3 in many open Sicilians. Oh, yeah, perfectly acceptable, perfectly respectable. The idea is to put the bishop on golf 2. I mean, one of Black's ideas is at the right moment to advance pawn bravo 5, pawn bravo 4.
Yes.
And if the echo 4 pawn is attacked by a knight on foxtrot 6, you're going to lose a pawn. So this is a simple way of ensuring that the echo 4 pawn is protected. It's slow, but it doesn't fall apart very easily. Okay. So... The game move is pawn golf 3. Where's that? Helps me the game. There we go. The game move for black is pawn alpha 6. Okay, the game move for white again here. If it depends on whether you like to restrict your opponents or give your opponents a chance to make bold moves. Some players like to give their opponents no chance and no play and annoy them at every turn. And if you want to do that, pawn alpha 4 does the job. It comes at a price. You lose control of the Bravo 4 square, but you stop pawn Bravo 5. You can't have everything. So, pawn alpha 4 if you want to annoy your opponents, or if you just want to ignore your opponents, you play a game move, bishop, golf 2. Game move for white, bishop, golf 2. The next few moves by black can be played in almost any move order. White could not have played, well, white could have played some of the moves differently here. White could have played pawn, golf 3, bishop, golf 2, before committing pawn, delta 4, or knight, charlie 3. And black can play the next few moves in whatever order they like. The game move for black is knight, foxtrot, 6. Game move, knight, foxtrot, 6. Game move for white is fairly obvious. Castles, kingside, white, castles, kingside. Right. There are two main choices here for black. You either get on with development of a piece with bishop, echo, 7. Or you play pawn delta 6, just fighting a bit for control of the echo 5 square. As it happens, the game move for black is bishop echo 7. Game move bishop echo 7. Mm-hmm. Right, so it's getting to a bit of a decision time now for white. The Charlie 1 bishop is going to move. Any ideas where it should be going? Charlie 1 bishop to move. Any ideas?
Golf 5 will spend the night nicely.
It will only lead to an exchange of pieces, if anything.
Yeah.
It's not bishop golf 5.
Then echo 3, definitely.
Yeah, echo 3 is a sensible square.
Because fox 4 is very dangerous.
I can play foxtrot 4.
No.
Bishop foxtrot 4.
Oh no! Oh, bishop foxtrot 4. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're asking for pawn echo 5.
Yes, but it's a fork, right? Yes.
Yes, you are losing a piece because you don't have the knight delta bravo 5. Oh, you have knight takes charlie. You have knight takes charlie 6.
First. Yeah.
No, after bishop foxtrot 4, pawn echo 5, you can play knight takes. But then you will give black a nice big pawn centre. Black will play bravo takes. The bishop and foxtrot 4 must move, and black can have pawn. Black might not have pawn delta 5 just yet, but with bishop bravo 7, pawn delta 5 is coming. Bishop foxtrot 4 is not the right idea. Bishop echo 3, the game move is bishop echo 3. Incidentally, before we go back, had white played pawn foxtrot 4 here, black will play knight takes knight delta 4. White plays queen takes knight delta 4. And black breaks all the rules and moves the same thing twice. Yeah, he's breaking all the rules. He's moving the same piece twice in the opening. Bishop Charlie 5. Black does not know how to play chess. There you go. The rules are there just to be broken.
Where, Rubenstein?
Yeah. So, bishop echo 3 is a sensible move because it prevents this idea, which is telling you what white is planning for the future. And also, where is the white queen going to go? And the game move is bishop echo 3, so you might as well play it, bishop echo 3. But you have to decide where do you want to put the white queen. Well, if you don't have a bishop on echo 3, she's got to stay guarding the Delta 4 knight. Now the Delta 4 knight is protected, she is released to move as she wishes. Okay, so the game move is bishop echo 3. And the game move for black is castles, kingside. With a note, and a note, black, the alternative move there for black is pawn delta 6. Alright, this is where we start to deviate from database moves. Remember, this is 1963, and there were no databases in those days. If you wanted to play correspondence chess, and this is a correspondence game, you needed a library of chess books, chess tournaments, and you would literally have to go through them all, looking at it game by game, unless you had marked your own personal index every time you get a chess tournament. So there would be very little opening theory on this. You'd be very lucky to find an opening manual giving great depth. There were things like modern chess openings, but dedicated chess books at the level we get today were rare. So you would have to plow through book after book of games and tournaments like Russian championships, British championships. You name the country, if they have a championship and the games are published, you would be looking to buy it. You would have a library maybe with 20 different languages in the books. But of course, chess moves are virtually universal. Well, the squares are. If you had Russian chess books, you would be seeing the Cyrillic alphabet. But if you want to be a serious player, you learn how to read Cyrillic names and how to interpret the Cyrillic pieces. So, game move for black is castles. White here, I don't know whether this move is necessary or not, but he played it anyway. And in the opening database, there was only one game with this move. And the bizarre thing is, it's not the game that we're playing through. So try and work this one out for yourself. I got this game from a website. And yet when you play through the opening explorer and you arrive at this point, that game is not present. And yet I got the game from that website. There you go. Well, I got the game by searching on the player's surname and it listed the game. But for some reason, the PGN file must be in a format whereby the opening explorer cannot recognize it. There are a few of those. There are some very, very early database types that don't work well with this opening explorer. I'm quite often, I will see that the database says there's 10 games on this move. I click on it, and when I get there, it says now there are 11 games. And it's not picking up the one particular format. Okay, so if you search the opening explorer, you won't find this game. But if you know the player's surname to search on, you will. Game move for white is King Hotel 1. Game move King Hotel 1. Well, it's just guessing off this diagonal. There's always maybe Queen Bravo 6 checks in the air if the pieces start moving around. So this is virtually getting on your local radio and saying to Black, "Hey, I'm going to play Pawn Foxtrot 4."
Yeah.
I mean, Black can't do much about it. I mean, this is as any footballer will tell you, this is a game of two halves. White hasn't crossed the fourth rank, and Black has crossed it once and now hasn't crossed the third rank. Or gone past it. Okay, so the players are just sitting back, getting on with their own little developments, willing to ignore each other, and we'll start having a fight in the middle game. Okay, right. Oh, instead of King Hotel 1, by the way, I should tell you that the most popular move here is nowadays, modern theory, tends to recommend Rook Echo 1 instead of King Hotel 1.
Hmm.
And also known as Pawn Alpha 4. Again, Pawn Alpha 4 to restrict Pawn Bravo 5. Rook Echo 1, I think, is looking for a more open fight in the center. It might, King Hotel 1 might come later, but they just don't play it in this move order. Right. Now we get to the point where it's Black to play. White has just played King Hotel 1. And there are three ideas here. Well, okay, two ideas. Sorry, go on.
The pawn breaks. It's like Delta 5. Bravo 5.
Oh, you're just losing a pawn there, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, yeah, if Delta 5, Echo takes Delta, Black Echo takes Delta, White Knight takes Delta 5, the Bishop on Golf 2 protects it. Oh, have you got something nasty involving Rook Delta 8? No, because White just simply goes Pawn Charlie 4. The knight could retreat anyway, because you might run into funny tactics. You don't lose a pawn, but you're giving Black some play.
Okay, safer is just Bravo 5.
Well, you might run into some fun involving Pawn Echo 5 then, I'm not sure. Oh, the Queen can take, Queen takes Echo 5.
And nasty is Knight Echo 5, aiming for Charlie 4.
Oh, Black could play Knight Echo 5 to Charlie 4, yeah, just to annoy the Echo 3 Bishop or the Bravo 2 Pawn. Yeah. And if you play Knight Echo 5, White can't go Pawn Bravo 3. Because to prevent Knight Charlie 4, because you have no protection to your Charlie 3 Knight. Okay, what they do, there are two moves here. One plan is to go Pawn Delta 6 for Black. The idea is Bishop Delta 7. And I think at the right moment, they exchange Knights on Delta 4 and play Bishop Charlie 6. So it's a slow fianchetto, but without any pawn targets on the Queen side. The alternative is to play Rook Bravo 8, and then even Pawn Alpha 4 probably still stops Pawn Bravo 5, but at least by playing Rook Bravo 8, your Alpha 8 Rook is out of the firing line of the Bishop, so it's a safety first idea. Right, I had a look round, seeing as. The King Hotel 1 variation could not be chased down, and Black's replying game could not be chased down either. I had a look round to see what the alternative moves come up with, and nobody seems to want to play what Black's about to play. So either it's an old idea or Black was making it up at the board. So the present day plans are Pawn Delta 6 and Bishop Delta 7. And also Rook Bravo 8. They're the two main plans for Black here. The game move for Black is Rook Delta 8. But I think it's fairly obvious. He's looking to get in Pawn Delta 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's white to play. I think I've been telling you virtually what white is going to play. Game move for white. Yeah, game move for white is pawn foxtrot 4. So this is beginning to look a bit like a close Sicilian now, isn't it? Apart from the fact white's played pawn to delta 4 instead of delta 3. It's got the feeling of some close Sicilian Grand Prix attack strategy about it. Okay, so King Hotel 1, Rook Delta 8, Pawn Foxtrot 4. Alright. Okay,
Is it not a little bit strange because, you know, there's no pawn on Golf 6 or not any serious target on King side, so he will push the pawns. Golf 3, Foxtrot 4, etc.
Yeah, what White is looking for a kingside pawn play.
Yeah, but he risks his king also as well.
I think White's king is fairly safe. There are many Sicilians where White advances the kingside pawns for an attack, having castle kingside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now I don't understand this move by Black. If you're playing Rook Delta 8, I would have thought you must be looking to get in pawn Delta 5. For some reason, Black got scared. This can happen in chess. You have an idea. You have an idea, and you anticipate this. And then when it comes to playing it, you feel, oh dear, it's not such a good idea after all.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And it might be the correct idea anyway.
Yeah. The move we're about to see, I think, is the correct move. But if Black was playing Rook Delta 8, surely this is saying I'm planning pawn Delta 5. Because the game move for Black is pawn Delta 6. So I think Black got scared somewhere along the line. Or Black played a hasty move or miscalculated something.
Or anticipated Echo 5.
Or maybe he's looking to... Well, why does the rook need to be on Delta 8? It's misplaced. If you're going to play pawn Delta 6, you leave your rook on Foxtrot 8.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, Black would want rooks on Echo 8 and Delta 8. Echo 8 is the usual square for this rook, because then the Fox Echo 7 bishop drops back to Foxtrot 8 quite often. So if anything, Black wants rooks on Echo and Delta 8. And there's a very famous Karpov-Kasparov game. In fact, it's the final game of the match, I think, held somewhere in Russia, where Karpov, game 24 with White, had to beat Kasparov to become world champion again. I think Kasparov won the first one. Oh no, the first one was cancelled. Kasparov won the second one, and then the third one, I think, or maybe even the fourth one. But there's a very famous game 24. Where Karpov as White came out with a very dangerous looking Sicilian line, and Kasparov had to absorb quite a lot of threats, and in the end he doubled rooks on the Echo file, and it held. Kasparov went on to win the game because Karpov, in sheer desperation, was willing to lose the game to try to win it. Kasparov held the draw by doubling rooks on Echo 8, Echo 7 in this pawn structure, and Karpov couldn't break through. He tried, sacrificed, and of course it backfired. And of course, Karpov doesn't sacrifice, realizes he's losing, and say, I'll offer you a draw and you can become world champion. He kept his pride, played on and lost. Okay, so Rook Delta 8 is a strange move now. It doesn't belong in Pawn Delta 6 systems. So White has a slight gain of tempo here. Okay, so this is a very difficult move to explain now. White to play. I don't even know how I should ask you. It's probably one of the last moves you'll think of. Now, game move for White is Bishop Foxtrot 3. Why? It doesn't need to control Golf 4. It doesn't need to control Hotel 5. And it blocks that diagonal, yeah. But I think what White is planning, well, White is obviously planning something on the king side. So I think the idea is White to go pawn golf 4, then golf 5, and then maybe drop the bishop in on hotel 5 for some reason.
Probably want to take the queen to delta 2.
Oh, I see. So maybe you're thinking queen delta 2, after which you lose control of golf 4. So the bishop foxtrot 3 keeps control of golf 4, so that the queen has the option of going to delta 2. Yeah? You could do that with pawn hotel 3, but you might be creating a slight weakness. Now, the bishop on foxtrot 3 is better than pawn hotel 3 here, I think. Okay, so it's still a game.
After
go 5
and echo 5, the king is open.
The white king?
Go 5, yeah, go 5, delta 5, then the white king is open.
Yeah, can't be Gossas.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see what happens. Bishop foxtrot 3, a strange move to understand, but it's part of the plan of play on the king side. Perhaps you'll begin to appreciate Bishop Foxtrot 3 once the middle game gets rolling. I don't want to give too much away now. Okay. So, Bishop Foxtrot 3, because this game is really... the openings are just moves to reach the middle game. Not wishing to be unkind to the players, but then they're not particularly interested in fighting with each other, are they? Okay, so the game move for Black is Rook Bravo 8. They'll start showing their imagination when the middle game gets going. Don't worry. Rook Bravo 8. Right. Don't know how to explain this one either. Okay, the game move for White. Oh, I see. No, I don't. If I was White here, I'd be tempted to go pawn alpha 4. But there are two ways to play a game. You can restrict your opponent, or you can just say, I'll let you have some play on one side of the board, and I'll have play on the other side. If you start playing with pawn alpha 4, you're playing a move that doesn't get on with your attack. You're trying to stop your opponent's attack, but White is going for the king. Black is going for a queen side invasion. Black is trying to outplay White on the queen side. White is trying to make the black king. One or the other is going to prove successful. Okay. So the game move for White is Queen Echo 2. So White is staying on the light squares. Okay, so game move Queen Echo 2. Nice. Right. If you know your Sicilian play, you might get this idea. Black to play, any ideas? The general idea.
Bravo is, 5.
That is a move that has to be thought about. It's not the actual move. The two moves could be played in either order. Yeah. It's another move. Bravo 5 will come next move. Now, it's a known idea in Sicilians for black. We've already hinted at it once in a different route, in a different manner.
That's why you played Rook Bravo 8.
Well, that's just to get off the diagonal, yeah.
Yeah.
And it strengthens the push of pawn Bravo 5. If White ever wants to play pawn off, no, pawn Alpha 4 still stops it. White has three pieces controlling Bravo 5, but White is not going to give up a knight for two pawns here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The game move for Black is Knight Alpha 5.
Mm. Okay.
Well, okay, this knight quite often comes in on Charlie 4. And there are two routes you can do it. You can knight Alpha 5 to Charlie 4, or knight Echo 5 to Charlie 4. But here, knight Echo 5 has been ruled out because White has played pawn Foxfoot 4. So the knight comes into Alpha 5, comes into Charlie 4, and it's going to be intensely annoying on the Bravo 2 pawn. And it also has opportunities of capturing on Echo 3 if Black feels he would like the bishop there, or to exchange a few pieces off. Okay, so Black in the game has played Knight Alpha 5. White to play is playing on the king side. I don't think you need two guesses, do you? Any ideas what to play?
We cannot play Bravo 3 because
that's right.
Isn't protected, so
that's right. Yeah. And had you played Queen Delta 2, your knight would be protected. But you might run into problems involving bishop. Oh no, you can't. There's a pawn on delta 6.
So maybe bishop delta 2 we can play, but
yeah, the knight on Charlie 4 will be very annoying.
Still very annoying because you would play as well. Knight Charlie 4 still after bishop delta 2.
Well, if knight comes in on Charlie 4, you can always retreat knight delta 1.
Yeah.
You protect Bravo 2, and if black trades, you can play knight takes Echo 3, and then the knight is nicely placed to the centre king side.
But first rook on a delta 1, and then bishop, if he play knight Charlie 4, then we can play bishop Charlie 1, maybe.
That's another idea, yep. And then your rook is the correct side of the bishop.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't mind retreating a bishop to Charlie 1 for defensive purposes. If it prevents the black queen side activity, yeah. So two ideas. You can let the knight come in on Charlie 4 and retreat knight delta 1 if you want, or you can play rook delta 1 first and then the bishop can drop back to Charlie 1.
Okay.
Well, white must be anticipating playing knight delta 1 because white is getting on with the king side play.
Mm-hmm.
White, game move for white. White in the game plays pawn golf 4.
Mm.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, he wants a fight.
Yeah, so he's saying, yeah, this is going to be a fight. It's going to be an. You can have the queen side, all yours. The queen side is all yours, and I'm going to have the king side. You might win materially on the queen side. I might win the king on the king side.
Definitely, king side is better to have.
Well, yeah, it's always better to be attacking your opponent, because if you lose a rook on the queen side, you've lost 5 points. If your opponent loses the king on the king side, they've only lost 4 points.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. There you go. You can tell I failed mathematics alone, can't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, so white's playing king side, black's playing queen side. Black in the game. Plays pawn, bravo,
5. Oh, okay. Slowly.
Yeah. We're beginning to get some interaction at last. All right. Wait to play. Any ideas?
Foxtrot 5?
That's a possibility. Yeah, it's definitely one of the moves that is necessary for the attack. The knights are on Charlie 3, Delta 4.
No, he says Gustav 5, I think.
Oh, pawn.
Yeah, it says. Pawn.
Yeah, I thought you said knight. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Pawn Gustav 5. And then the king side pawn mass is beginning to roll. Yeah, pawn Gustav 5. Simple and good. Game move, pawn Gustav 5. Go 5. You'll notice that Black did not try to stop this with pawn hotel 6. That would be just asking for pawn gold 5.
Mm-hmm.
And the Black king side will be breaking open first. And maybe the white move of king hotel 1 would then have the advantage that white is one move closer to having a rook on the gold file. Okay. I would just see it as a loss of a piece. You know.
So knight echo 8 seems to be the obvious next move.
It's either that or delta 7, isn't it? And knight echo 8 is looking at defending golf 7 with some kingside squares. Knight delta 7 is thinking of coming over to the queen side by Charlie 5. You have to get your timing correct, because at the moment black knights are on alpha 5 and would be on Charlie 5, and pawn bravo 4 might cost for 2. Alright, the game move for black is knight echo 8. Right to play. Any ideas? Black has just played knight echo 8.
I would play foxtrot 5.
Okay. Any other ideas? Well, it's just about the only move to consider, really. You could go hotel 4, hotel 5, but you... It might get in the way of pawn on hotel 5. You know, hotel 4, hotel 5, and pawn golf 6 is the usual way to try and break things open.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we've had quite a few games in the past year where white played pawn hotel 4, 5, and tried to get in pawn golf 6.
Yes, but Foxtrot 5 is faster than Hotel 4, Hotel 5, because if you take with Echo 6, then I can take with Knight or with Pawn, then after with taking Echo 4, I can push the Foxtrot 6 or Golf 6 and open up the King side.
So you can either get a very nice knight in the position on Foxtrot 5, or maybe you can sacrifice on Foxtrot 6 if you like for open lines and activate all your pieces.
Yes.
I don't know if the sacrifice is sound, but that's not the point. Opponents at our level will not find the grandmaster. That's the defense. So providing your confidence in your attacking ability, then sacrificing with pawn Foxtrot 5, Foxtrot 6 looks quite a good idea for the club player. And if you're going to play such ideas, don't sit there for 25 minutes trying to work it out. You just sit there and go, 2 minutes, does it look attractive? Are all my pieces active? Yes. Do I have good flexibility for my pieces? Yes. Okay, let's play it. And leave the opponent to sort out all the dangerous lines for you. Use their time, because they will spend a lot of time. So don't spend 25 minutes sacrificing a pawn like that. If you're going to play it fairly quickly, and let your opponent worry about what to do. Because you will have a strong initiative for maybe 10 or 15 moves. If there is a piece set up whereby they can keep the pawn and slowly push you back, then that's just unlucky on your part. And you just say congratulations on an excellent defensive performance. And that's it. Okay, the game move for white is pawn Foxtrot 5.
It seems to me black just waiting white's attack, and he just playing normally, slowly. Why is he waiting and just watch?
Yeah, well, black is doing the correct strategy. Black is playing the correct strategy on the king side. Black must do only move when he has to. In this type of attack, you only move when it is absolutely necessary on the king. You only move king side when it is absolutely necessary. Okay, black to play. Any ideas? Now, remember, Bobby Fischer tells us in chess, it is important to know when to punch and when to duck. So, should black be punching on the queen side or ducking on the king side?
I would punch, but I'm four.
So we got two people wanting to fight on the queen side. Okay, black agrees. The game move for black is pawn Bravo 4.
Okay.
Right. White to play. Any ideas?
Foxtrot 6.
Okay, that's going to take some calculating. So you're leaving the Charlie 3 knight alone, and you're prepared to go for the attack. Okay. Foxtrot 6, black might just say, so what, and play Bishop Foxtrot 8.
Yes, that's what I would do.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah.
Then I play my knight somewhere, maybe. Delta 1 or?
Delta 1 to Foxtrot 2 and try and get into the king's side is the usual play.
So my pawn's quite advanced.
Yeah, white's going to have to open the king side at some point now. And the only sensible dynamic move you have will be goal 6. You're going to have to play hotel 4-5 and then pawn goal 6. Looks a bit slow, but... Oh, in the middle of all this, I... Oh, no, it's okay, it's all right. King's on hotel 1. But one worry is when you start throwing all your king side pawns forward, hotel, golf, foxtrot, the golf 3 square might become a little bit weak. Black might get some peculiar pawn delta 5 advance on you to do something in the centre combined with queen golf 3 check coming. As it happens in this position, it does nothing. Even if the pawn on hotel 5, it does absolutely nothing. But you just have to be aware of those ideas because sooner or later it might do something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, white to play. You've got a piece attack. What are you going to do?
Golf 6, another idea, of course.
You'll lose a piece on Charlie 3.
Yeah.
Then... Golf takes Foxtrot 7.
I assume King takes Foxtrot 7.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, White will simply capture the knight and echo away the check, and the Black King side will have been opened up. Or it will be in the process of being opened up.
So was Foxtrot 6 a game move?
No. No.
Or Bishop Hotel 5 after taking Foxtrot 7, you know?
No, the last game move is Pawn Bravo 4, and it's white to play. Pawn Foxtrot 6 will just get Bishop Foxtrot 8, and then you will need Hotel 4-5 and then Pawn Golf 6. Or you could play Pawn Golf 6 immediately.
Golf 6, yes. Mm-hmm. Then Fox... Bravo takes Charlie 3, Golf takes Foxtrot 7, and King takes Foxtrot 7, Bishop, Hotel 5, check.
Then Pawn Golf 6 will come at you.
And the Foxtrot takes Golf 6.
No, you have a Pawn and Foxtrot 6 in this line.
Ah, no, I...
You're playing Pawn and Golf 6.
Yes, Golf 6, directly.
Immediate Pawn Golf 6. Let's have a look at the danger line. Pawn takes Charlie 3. Pawn takes Foxtrot 7, check. King takes Bishop Hotel 5, check. Maybe the king will drop back then.
Yes, so... Then... What can I do?
Well... Okay, you've got Pawn Golf 6, Bravo takes Charlie 3, Pawn takes Foxtrot, King takes Foxtrot, Bishop Hotel 5, check, King Golf 8.
Foxtrot takes Echo 6, maybe?
Yeah, Black will then go Bishop takes Echo 6. Oh no, he can't. Yeah, no, he can't. You're right. Takes Echo 6. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're threatening ideas. Well, all sorts of ideas on Foxtrot 7, aren't you?
Yeah.
But there's then still knight to foxtrot 6 for black.
The knight, as soon as you play pawn golf 6, the knight can come back to foxtrot 6.
Yeah, right.
And that's the best defender back on his best square.
Okay. But, so, after golf 6 and king takes foxtrot 7, we can take also echo 6. Foxtrot takes echo 6 check.
Yeah, the king will go backwards. The king won't come out.
Mm-hmm.
You can then come in bishop hotel 5 again.
Yeah.
But then maybe pawn golf 6. And white's pawn is on hotel 2. No, it's nowhere near quick enough. And I don't think you want a pawn on hotel 5 now. If anything, I think we're discovering that a bishop on hotel 5 might be quite a well placed piece. But we gotta get this right. Golf 6 is definitely leading somewhere, but Or getting a bishop on hotel 5 check seems to be leading somewhere. Okay, you've been looking at golf 6, you've been looking at taking on foxtrot 7, you've been looking at coming in bishop, foxtrot, hotel 5 check, but that's the only piece that's active, isn't it?
Yes.
So think of something like this, but where the white pieces have far more activity. Okay, when you play pawn golf 6 and take on foxtrot 7, bishop hotel 5, all the white pieces aren't joining in, are they? Alright, they can do it if you follow up with foxtrot takes echo 6, but it's just a question of the move order, yeah?
Yes.
A bit slow. Well, you could try queen golf 2 to hotel 3, intending this pawn golf 6 idea. That looks at, but it, You gotta be sure you know what you're doing, because queen golf 2, pawn takes knight, queen hotel 3, pawn takes pawn. You're not gonna lose your rook on. All right. How would you imagine the knight on Charlie 3 wasn't attacked? Okay, now, all right. If you think along certain lines, you're not going to find this.
Okay.
Okay. Let's think in general terms then. If you can get sufficient attacking activity on the king side, maybe you can afford to lose the Charlie 3 knight. So we're looking for ideas on the king side. You've seen that with pawn and golf 6. You're prepared to let the knight go. So how can you activate more pieces for the king side? If you're going to give the knights up, you need more pieces than just the bishop on hotel 5, don't you? So how do you do that?
If it's going to lose it, use it. So knight delta 5.
Okay. I think black would probably play echo 6 takes delta 5.
Correct. And then immediately echo takes
delta 5.
Okay. We've still not got any open lines on the king side, though.
Next move.
I think first move, maybe Foxtrot takes echo 6.
Okay, let's examine Foxtrot. And what you're doing then is you're opening up, maybe you're opening up the Foxtrot file for the rook.
Yes.
And so if your bishop host L5 check idea ever comes in, it's a lot more immediate. Previously, when you got bishop host L5 check, the rook wasn't in play. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Foxtrot takes echo 6. There would be, I think, 3 replies, maybe. Black could play the greedy, pawn takes knight.
Mm-hmm.
Black could play the cautious, Foxtrot 7 takes echo 6. Or black would even go bishop Charlie 8 takes echo 6. If you play bishop, if you go Foxtrot takes echo 6, bishop takes echo 6, maybe white can play knight delta 5 then.
Right.
And white's got the semi-open Foxtrot file. And black will not want to be giving up bishop takes knight in an open fight.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a bit slow. Pawn takes knight. Pawn takes pawn, just to be greedy. So pawn takes Charlie 3, pawn takes Bravo 2. You can take on Hotel or Foxtrot 7 with check. In fact, if you take on Foxtrot 7 check, there's an idea we haven't looked at, and that is King Foxtrot 8. Don't forget the knight on Echo 8 guards Golf 7. So you're not getting a big attack on Golf 7.
Mm-hmm.
And if you play Golf takes Hotel 7 check, the king can go to Hotel 8. And Queen Golf 2 again doesn't give checkmate because the knight on Echo 8 guards the key square. And your pawn on Hotel 7 gets in the way of your attack then. Okay, these ideas have to be looked at. Yeah, don't be afraid to suggest ideas.
This is a very daring one.
What, knight delta 5 again?
Knight delta 5 takes echo 6. Knight delta 4 takes echo 6.
Oh, knight takes echo 6.
But that sounds a bit...
Well, Foxtrot takes echo 6. Foxtrot for white takes echo 6, bishop takes echo 6, and the bishop is guarding the light squares, Foxtrot 7.
And then one can do knight delta 5.
Yeah.
But then you're still a knight down, so I don't know.
Yeah, if you're going to be a piece down, you've got to make sure you're getting good play for it.
Yeah.
And here's another reason why the queen is on echo 2 and not delta 2. Because if you imagine what all the kingside activity, whenever black goes Bella, Bravo takes Charlie 3, if the queen was on delta 2, white could not ignore it. With the queen on echo 2, white can ignore the pawn takes knight, providing something is being gained on the kingside. All right, let's have a look. Foxtrot takes echo 6. What if black does pawn takes knight, Charlie 3?
If he took knight, Charlie 3.
Pawn takes Foxtrot 7.
Pawn takes Foxtrot 7. Check. Let's assume the worst, king takes. If black does not play king takes, you have lots of ideas. If nothing else, pawn takes knight, check. Gets your piece back and the king is black king is open. So let's have a look at Foxtrot takes echo, pawn takes Charlie 3, Echo takes foxtrot 7, check. King takes foxtrot 7. What do you play then? Which is double check.
Double check.
King will go back to golf ace.
Bishop foxtrot 7 check.
King hotel ace.
Okay.
You should be smelling blood now.
Yeah.
My own.
well, yes. Who's this?
Queen to hotel 5.
And what's the general idea? Whoa.
Bishop golf six.
Yeah, and this is this must be mating. Or you could play pawn golf six, and if black pushes past pawn hotel six, you play bishop echo 3 takes, and this is crushing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you play pawn takes echo 6, and black plays pawn takes Charlie 3. Taking off foxtrot 7 gives white a very strong position if black takes back on king takes. And I think that is close to mating.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the black, you know, the white, black king can't come out. The black king cannot run away with king takes foxtrot 7 and king echo 6 because you have a knight on delta 4.
Yeah.
So, are you brave enough to play foxtrot takes echo 6?
Yes.
But okay. if you take with the pawn, foxtrot takes echo 6 back.
Okay, yeah. Well, you haven't lost anything, have you? And if anything, you've at least opened up the foxtrot file for your rook.
Yeah, that's right.
And it might not just be your rook, if you think about this. So, does foxtrot take echo 6 for white lose anything?
No.
Nothing, yeah.
Nothing. And it gives you the positional gain that the foxtrot file is open for your rook.
Right.
Okay. The game move for white is foxtrot takes echo 6. And the game move for black. Black agrees with us. It's too dangerous to take the knight on Charlie 3. Echo takes foxtrot 7 check. We'll give white too much play. You've seen the ideas. Bishop to hotel 5 comes in on foxtrot 7. The white queen invades hotel 5 and, well, if you don't win that, I don't know if you'll ever win a game of chess again in your life. or if you ever have done, it's just so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, incidentally, I should mention this. If you're going to end up in a line with Bishop Hotel 5 comes in on Foxtrot 7 with Queen Hotel 5, if you're looking at Pawn Golf 6 for the mating net, Black could play Knight Foxtrot 6.
Yes.
But all you do is play rook takes knight foxtrot 6.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, and then you're back on your mating net again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you'd see that. Yeah. Okay. So, pawn takes echo 6 for white, and black in the game plays foxtrot 7 takes echo 6. So, black agrees with us. The knight on Charlie 3 should not be taken. White to play. Any ideas?
Thank you. Bishop hotel 5.
So you're still coming in with this idea of bishop foxtrot 7, sir, queen hotel 5.
Right, but golf 6 is coming.
Okay, well, imagine it through. Bishop hotel 5, you have to examine these ideas, and if they don't work, you reject them.
Yeah.
So, bishop hotel 5, let's see. The greedy pawn takes Charlie 3, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bishop foxtrot 7, check. I think king hotel 8, don't you? Right. Otherwise, if king foxtrot 8, queen hotel 5, takes hotel 7, golf 8 mates as a plan. So bishop hotel 5, pawn takes Charlie 3, bishop foxtrot 7, king hotel 8, queen hotel 5. We've had this position before, haven't we? Very powerful. Okay, so bishop hotel 5, you're worried about pawn golf 6.
Yeah, no.
Pawn golf 6. Ah.
Well, go on, suggest it.
Yeah. Bishop takes golf 6.
Hotel takes golf 6.
So queen
golf 4. Or even foxtrot 3.
So you're looking at an idea of bishop hotel 5, and then transfer the queen to the foxtrot file with a massive invasion on foxtrot 7. But is it enough?
Not, I think.
Okay, well, here's a plan. Bishop hotel 5. Pawn golf 6, I think, is forced. Unless black is preferred to play something like bishop foxtrot 6 or knight golf foxtrot 6. But any move by pieces that involve further opening of lines just give white the attack. White will transfer rooks to golf 1, foxtrot 1. Let the Charlie 3 knight go. It should break through. This is where you just say, you know, my chess experience says if it starts opening up like this on the king side, black will not find a defence. So we're looking at bishop hotel 5, pawn golf 6 seems forced. Put your queen on the foxtrot file, and now black can take either of two pieces. Let's assume black takes the Charlie 3 knight. What are you going to do?
Just block the draw.
After golf 6, you mean?
Yeah. What do you? After golf 6, you're going to put your queen on the foxtrot file. And then let's assume black takes the knight on Charlie 3 first.
Let me just get this move sequence correct. And it was first bishop to hotel 5.
That's the suggestion. Pawn golf 6.
Golf 6.
Put your queen on the foxtrot file somewhere.
Foxtrot 3.
And then we look at the greedy. If it's greedy, pawn takes Charlie 3 or winning. Pawn takes Charlie 3.
Well, now queen foxtrot 7 is open.
Check. Yeah. And it forces king hotel 8.
Right. And bishop hotel. No.
You can't. There's a pawn on golf 5 in the
way. Yeah. Okay.
Besides which, the knight on echo 8 guards golf 7.
Right. Okay. So it doesn't give anything, I think?
Well, after queen foxtrot 7 check, king hotel 8, if you can give a check to the black king, it might be mate.
Mm-hmm.
but you cannot.
Yes.
Well, try and arrange for a piece.
Queen fox not 8, Jack.
No, there's a bishop on echo 7.
Bishop takes echo 7, front takes fox not 8.
Rook takes fox not 8, you know. King golf 7 and there's no mates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, you've got a bishop on hotel 5, a queen on foxtrot 7. Who else?
Ah.
Ah, go on.
Sacrifice a knight takes echo 6.
Okay, black will play bishop takes echo 6, yeah.
Bishop takes echo 6. Bishop delta 4 check.
Okay, bishop delta 4 check demands that black puts a piece on foxtrot 6. Black must put a piece on foxtrot 6, either the bishop or the knight.
Yes, well, the bishop, then you take. You won't take the queen. If it's a bishop, you first say bishop takes bishop check.
Well, you could play bishop takes bishop check first on foxtrot 6. And then you play queen takes queen, Charlie 7. So the bishop on echo 7 is pinned to the Charlie 7 queen. So we've arrived at a line. Bishop hotel 5, pawn, go. Queen to the foxtrot file. Bravo takes Charlie 3. You're a piece down. Queen, foxtrot 7, check. King, hotel 8. Knight takes echo 6. Bishop takes echo 6. You're two pieces down. Bishop delta 4, check. And black can only put a knight or a bishop in the way. If black puts a knight in the way, you still go bishop takes knight check.
Mm-hmm.
And after bishop takes bishop, you go queen takes queen. So you've got a queen for two pieces, but your hotel 5 bishop is falling off. But black will have three pieces for the queen, but black's pawns are in a total mess. You have to be careful about pawn take Bravo 2 in the middle of all this as well.
Yes.
And you have to be careful that when black plays bishop takes your knight on echo 6, your queen on foxtrot 7 is attacked. Black knight push past with pawn hotel 6. And the knight can come back to foxtrot 6 as well. So let's keep looking. Bishop hotel 5, pawn golf 6, queen to the foxtrot file. Bravo takes Charlie 3, queen foxtrot 7 check, king hotel 8. Is there another idea? Knight takes echo 6. Looks okay. But is there another idea? Who else would like to get into the game with check?
Queen takes hotel 7.
Well, yeah, king takes hotel 7. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Rook now, foxtrot 7 check, maybe.
King back to the hotel 8. No, you got bishop takes golf 6.
Yeah.
That's an awful lot. That's you're a piece, you're a queen, queen and a piece down, just for having a rook and a bishop in play.
So it's losing.
I think black will get out of that one.
Yeah.
Okay, bishop hotel 5, pawn golf 6, queen foxtrot, pawn takes Charlie 3, queen foxtrot 7 check, king hotel 8. Now who? We tried the echo 3 bishop. That might work. The echo 3 bishop check. Idea to play knight takes echo 6 to follow bishop delta 4 check looks tactically okay, but is there something better or something different? Who else would like to give check?
Who else?
Well, who else is on the king side?
Bishop, queen.
Yeah, who else?
Rook, maybe.
So how could you give a rook check? Well, you're not going to get rook fox for 18, are you? If you could, that would be brilliant, because rook fox for 18, yeah, bishop takes, queen takes, that bishop mates, but unfortunately, this is chess, not draughts. So how could you get the rook to give check?
Excellent. Queen takes golf 6.
Pawn takes golf 6.
Rook fox rot 8.
Bishop takes rook.
Ah. Okay, queen fox rat 8 check.
Bishop takes.
Rook takes.
King goes 7. You could double rooks on the fox trot file.
Yeah, but it's late. That's a bit slow.
Bit slow. Yeah. And besides which, even if you get one of the rooks, rook fox trot 1 to fox trot 7, that will give the queen for 2 rooks.
Right.
So you've lost all your rooks in the process to get the queen back. Look, queen's on foxtrot 7, king's on hotel ace. How do you get the foxtrot rook into play? And where would it want to give check anyway if it could?
Open the hotel file and put the rook there.
So a rook to the hotel file, if it gave check, it would be mate.
Yeah.
So if you get your rook to the hotel file with check, it will be mate. That's the way you should think.
Bishop takes, golf 6.
And if black does nothing, you're going to play queen takes hotel 7 mate.
Right.
So pawn takes golf 6.
Rook, fox rat 3.
Pawn echo 5, stops. Oh no, it doesn't. Okay, that'll do. Rook fox dot 3 will do. After pawn echo 5, you have to find a move to allow rook fox dot 3.
Okay.
So you play bishop takes golf 6, hotel takes golf 6, rook fox dot 3. That will be taken by the bishop. And then you have to play queen takes and you lose your mating pattern.
Knight
foxtrot 5. Ah, knight foxtrot 5. And now you are threatening immediately rook hotel 3 mate.
Yes.
And if black goes pawn takes knight, you go rook hotel 3 mate. And if black goes bishop takes knight, you go pawn takes knight, and you're threatening rook hotel 3 mate. Okay. So we'll go pawn echo 5. I'll go knight foxtrot 5, I'll go bishop takes, I'll go pawn takes, and now black can go knight golf 7. The idea is when you go rook hotel 3 check, black has knight hotel 5.
Again rook takes hotel 5?
Whoa, hang on. What's supporting that knight? There's a pawn on golf 6 supporting that.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Queen takes golf 6.
Queen takes golf 6, and you're threatening rook takes hotel 5 next move, yeah. Okay, I think you've found a mate. There's another nice mate involved here. I'll just go over this line to be certain for you. Bishop, hotel 5, pawn, golf 6. Queen, foxtrot 5, pawn takes Charlie 3. Queen, foxtrot 7, check. King, hotel 8. The bishop takes golf 6. And I think pawn takes is false. Not quite. He's not quite forced, but no, pawn takes. And you go rook, foxtrot 3. And then you echo 5, knight, foxtrot 5, and then rook, hotel 3 comes in at the end of the game. But instead of rook, foxtrot 3, there's also rook, foxtrot 4. Because yeah. Then pawn echo 5 is pointless because you're threatening rook, hotel 4, mate. But after rook, foxtrot 4, black would have to go bishop takes golf 5. But that allows queen to queen Charlie 7. Alright. So we're happy about bishop hotel 5 working if black takes the Charlie 3 knight. Right. But we now have to look at another move on the king side. Bishop hotel 5 proposed, pawn golf 6, queen to the foxtrot 5, and now pawn takes your bishop on hotel 5.
Okay.
Well, there's only one aggressive move, isn't there, after golf takes hotel 5.
Queen takes?
Oh, I see. And you're going rook foxtrot 7 takes hotel 7?
Yes.
That's an idea. I hadn't seen that one.
Knight
golf 7 is always a defence in the middle of all this. So bishop hotel 5, pawn golf 6, what are you going to do for an aggressive move? Oh, queen to the foxtrot 5, pawn takes your bishop on hotel 5.
If you play again, queen foxtrot 7 check.
Okay, king hotel 8 is forced. Black has double pawns, hotel 7, hotel 5.
Hotel 7, hotel 5, yes.
And don't forget the echo 7 bishop is pinned. The black queen is on. Actually, the black queen is protected by the knight on echo 8. I've just realised that. Oh dear.
Yeah.
So that means in the previous line, white can't go rook foxtrot 4. White must play the rook foxtrot 3 idea. And if black plays the pawn echo 5, you give up the piece with knight foxtrot 5. So there's only one way to win. There's only one good rook left, and it's rook foxtrot 3 in the previous line.
After queen foxtrot 7, you mean?
Ah, no, I just see an idea. I just see an idea. Okay, I just see what can be done. I'll go over it later if you want. Oh no, we'll go over it now. The idea: bishop hotel 5, pawn golf 6, Queen Foxtrot 5, Pawn takes Charlie 3, Queen Foxtrot 7, check. King Hotel 8, Bishop takes Golf 6, Hotel takes Golf 6, Rook Foxtrot 4. The idea is if Bishop takes Golf 5, the Black Queen is protected, but White goes Queen Foxtrot 8, check. Forcing King Hotel 7, and then White plays Rook on Foxtrot 4 to Foxtrot 7, check. And Black can only give up Queen takes Rook check. Queen takes Queen, Foxtrot 7 for White. King goes to, King has to come to Hotel 6. And then Bishop takes Golf 5 check. King takes Golf 5. Rook on Alpha 1 to Golf 1 check. If that doesn't check, mate, you should be eating a whole milliner's shop worth of hats. So, we're looking at Bishop Hotel 5, Pawn Golf 6, Queen to the Foxtrot 5, Pawn takes the Bishop on Hotel 5, and you're suggesting Queen Foxtrot 7 check, King Hotel 8, how do you continue the attack?
Golf 6.
Which threatens Pawn. Queen takes pawn, mate. If Black puts the knight in the way, knight golf 7, the bishop on echo 7 is now pinned, so the queen on Charlie 7 is unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
So you could play pawn golf 6, take on hotel 7, put the rook on the golf file, or you could play pawn takes hotel 7, bishop hotel 6. I think it's reaching one of these positions where you have to say, I'm sure it's winning. I don't think there's a defence. I can't work them all out. I'll just trust in my chess judgment saying that after pawn golf 6, there should be no defences here. If there is, there's no justice in chess. So, bishop hotel 5, pawn golf 6, Queen Foxtrot 5, Pawn takes Hotel 5, Queen Foxtrot 7 check, King Hotel 8, Pawn Golf 6. Okay, let's assume it takes, Pawn takes Golf 6, Queen takes Golf 6. What's White's mating idea now? Queen's on Golf 6. We know
Rook,
this one.
Rook Foxtrot 7.
Rook Foxtrot 7, not only pinning a piece, yeah, that's right. And also, if Knight Golf 7, you go Rook Foxtrot 7 anyway, yeah. And you've allowed for ideas of Bishop Hotel 6 in the air. Yeah, that should be a fairly quick mate. Or you pick up sufficient material. I don't know if Black can actually stop the mate. Maybe Black has to go something like Bishop Foxtrot 8, allow Rook Foxtrot 7, and give up Queen for Rook, but I think it's a slow death. It might not be checkmate for White, but I think it's sufficient material gain, and the Black King is just in trouble all the time. So, do you have the courage to play Bishop Hotel 5?
Yes.
Probably.
Okay. Well, all right. It looks the sort of move that should work, doesn't it? If nothing else.
Yeah.
We're going to play it. Bishop game move for White is Bishop Hotel 5. And the game move for Black is Pawn Golf 6. You could try moves like Knight Foxtrot 6 if you wanted. I think White will just take it. And then maybe White could just move the Charlie 3 knight out of danger. And White's a piece up, I think. Yeah. So Knight Foxtrot 6 doesn't work. So, whenever you're going on sacrificial attacks, you have to be aware of your opponent trying to give material back just to take the sting out of your attack. But it won't work here. Bishop Hotel 5, game move. And let's have a look. The game move for Black is Pawn Golf 6. Well, we've done the analysis, haven't we? So it's just a question of deciding a square, foxtrot 3 or foxtrot 2. It probably doesn't make any difference. But you might as well go queen foxtrot 2. Because if need be, you have a retreat square, bishop echo 2. If you decide you have to back off. So the game move for white is queen foxtrot 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it's black to play. We've analysed this. We've analysed pawn takes knight, and we've decided queen foxtrot 7 check, followed by bishop takes golf 6. Should lift with the rook lift to the foxtrot 3 to hotel 3, it should lead to either checkmate or lots of material.
I'm reminding you, exercise.
Okay, so pawn takes knight allows queen foxtrot 7 check. Pawn takes bishop, queen foxtrot 7 check, and pawn golf 6.
Exercise.
And these are all powerful positions for white. So white has two pieces hanging, but it appears black cannot take either of them. So, queen foxtrot 2. Any ideas for a defence? If attack moves don't work, start looking for a defence. Oh, and if the worst comes to the worst for white, you might have to play something like queen foxtrot 7, bishop takes golf 6, pawn takes golf 6, queen takes golf 6, and you still got black, the black king, without any defensive cover. So you can afford at some point to give up bishop takes golf 6 if you want. So, any defensive ideas for black?
Knight golf 7, maybe.
Okay. You can't go bishop foxtrot 8.
Yeah.
Because a queen takes mate. Foxtrot 8.
Mate.
Yeah. Do you think black is beginning to regret rook delta 8 now?
Big probably. And not pushing maybe delta 5 as well.
Well, as we say, if A, B should follow A. If you play move A, you should play move B, but maybe he saw something when it was too late and he'd already committed. Incidentally, if you're wondering about the strength of black, I had a look at some of his opponents, and he was able to get into tournaments where he would play people like Korchnoi, Smyslov, Boleslavsky. So he's able to enter events where he plays the top players. And I had a look on Chess Metrics, and it appears that working backwards with ELO ratings from the 80s, 70s into the 60s, his strength would be about 2,400.
Mm.
So black is of international master strength. They didn't have ELO ratings in 1963. ELO ratings only came in the late 60s. 67, I think, the ELO system was invented.
This was an email game, though?
Email in an envelope. Yeah.
Correspondence, yeah.
Correspondence, yeah. Yeah.
Completely different game, really. Yeah, almost.
Well, it should be.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'm setting you the problems of having to sort out what he can sort out over a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he could do 6 hours at this each day. Yeah. Well, both players could dedicate 6 hours per day if they wanted. I don't know how many days you get, but it is correspondence. But the purpose of going over this is to give you the inspiration and the thoughts. You won't be able to check all this over the board. So this is trying to build up an inner feeling of what should work. You look at the position and you see the active pieces, the bishop on hotel 5, the queen rook on the foxtrot 5, the knight on delta 4 maybe can sacrifice itself to allow the bishop on echo 3 to come in on delta 4. And you look at all this and say, you know what, if it doesn't work, then okay, I had a go. But it does look as if there should be some, could well be something here. And if there is, there is. If there isn't, there isn't. So it's playing by inspiration. Your gut judgment says, it looks as if it should work. I'll play it. And if it doesn't, then oh dear. Okay. So we've just played Queen Foxtrot 2. About the only defensive move Black has got is Knight Golf 7. If you play Bishop takes Golf 5, again, Queen Foxtrot 8 is mate. Maybe Rook Delta 7 could be played. Oh, Rook Delta 7 might be a possibility there. Oh, well, I think you get Queen Foxtrot 7 check followed by Knight takes Echo 6. So Rook Delta 7 doesn't strengthen the king side either. Rook Bravo 7 doesn't strengthen. I'm wondering if Black is thinking the Caracan might have been a better choice. All right, the game move for Black, there isn't really much to find, is there? You can't move the Echo 7 bishop. The queen can't get across to the defence. You can't... The Echo 8 knight only has one sensible move. So Black tries this. Black in the game plays Knight Golf 7. Game move for Black, Knight Golf 7. Okay, so now there's possibilities of pawn takes Golf Hotel 5 or Knight takes Hotel 5. Oh, and incidentally, Black is now threatening Rook Foxtrot 8 to wreck your whole idea. So what are you going to do about this Rook Foxtrot 8 threat?
Queen Foxtrot 7 check.
Which forces the king to the corner, and then Rook Foxtrot 8 would be an embarrassment. We would play Queen takes Rook check, Bishop takes Queen, and Rook takes Bishop Foxtrot 8 mates. A fianchetto knight is not a good piece. Knights on Golf 7, Bravo 7, Bravo 2, Golf 2. They are not happy pieces. Well, if you're going to continue the attack, you have no choice, have you? Game move for White is Queen, Foxtrot 7 check. Game move for Black is King, Hotel 8. All right. White to play. Any ideas? Bobby Fischer, punch or duck?
Mm-hmm.
Bishop takes f6.
Yeah. And we've got the old plan, haven't we? Rook foxtrot 3. Bishop takes golf 6. If hotel takes golf 6, rook foxtrot 3. We're virtually getting into the same idea of black having to play pawn echo 5. White's playing knight foxtrot 5. And white then eventually getting in rook hotel 3 check. The knight will come into hotel 5 to block the check. White will play queen takes golf 6. And then rook takes hotel 5 is checkmating.
Yeah.
We've seen this idea. So bishop takes golf 6 cannot be taken, I think. So you don't have to worry about your Charlie 3 knight. Oh, and incidentally, bishop takes golf 6. You're then setting up ideas of rook foxtrot 3 to hotel 3 takes hotel 7. So bishop takes golf 6 does two things. It removes the defender from black, and it gives the foxtrot rook the opportunity of advancing up the foxtrot file to invade the hotel file.
Well, it stops knight takes bishop also.
And yeah, and then the knight gets back into the game somehow. And yeah, and after knight takes golf hotel 5, it's very difficult to break open the kingside then. So it has to be, when you start punching sometimes, you just have to keep punching. Yeah. Game move for white then, are you going to play it? Or do you think there's a better move?
Play that one.
Well, you may be transposing back into some of the lines we looked at earlier, anyway.
Yeah.
With the rook coming forward to the foxtrot file. Yeah. So the game move for white is bishop takes pawn, golf 6. Right. Black to play, any ideas?
Might as well play pawn takes bishop, I think.
Okay, let's have a look. Hotel takes golf 6. I like rook foxtrot 4 now.
Definitely.
Because I don't have to give a piece up with knight foxtrot 5 this time. Rook foxtrot 4, the bishop on echo 7 is pinned and the black queen on Charlie 7 is unprotected. So rook foxtrot 4. What can black do? Ah, black can go rook, golf, ace. Ah, but then we go queen takes pawn, golf 6. And you're threatening queen, hotel 6, mate. And when you play queen takes pawn, golf 6, you're threatening rook, hotel 4, checkmating as well. So, black, I don't think black can afford hotel takes golf 6.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, hotel takes golf 6, rook foxtrot 4. How do you stop rook hotel 4 check? Followed by queen takes golf 6. Ah, you could play, I know you can't play king hotel 7, because rook hotel 4, the knight is now pinned. So rook hotel 4 check, king, okay, it's mate.
Okay, we'll play echo 5.
Then rook hotel 4 check.
No. For first move, For black defense.
Oh, for black defense. Okay, you're not taking the bishop. Okay.
No.
You'll play pawn echo 5. Okay. I will come in knight fox dot 5.
Bishop takes.
Pawn takes. With the crushing threat of pawn fox dot 6.
If you take with pawn, maybe. Okay, rook fox dot 8 now.
Okay. Oh dear. How to do queen delta 5. It's not. This isn't quite as winning as I want. Okay, let's go back again. Bishop takes golf 6, pawn echo 5. Let's find something better. Okay, yeah, when you play bishop takes foxtrot 5, you connect your rooks, so rook yeah. Foxtrot 8 is a defense. It is now a defensive resource. Okay, let's keep looking. Pawn echo 5 suggested. Well, you're allowing knight delta 5 for a kickoff, that's useful.
Knight delta 5.
Hitting the queen and threatening knight takes echo 7.
That's right.
This must be very powerful. And it may. And if you do something like rook fox dot 8, I can go queen takes rook check first. Or ignore it and just go knight takes queen. And when you go rook takes fox dot 7, white goes rook takes rook fox dot 7, going a rook up. You have two pieces on frees. You have three pieces on frees, but you're a rook up.
Okay, knight delta 5, queen, Charlie 6.
Knight takes echo 7, hits your queen again. Oh, you've got queen takes echo 4, check.
Queen takes echo 4, check.
There's a bishop on golf 6, backwardly protecting it.
Yes. Knight delta 5 is very... powerful.
Knight delta 5 is a strong move to pawn echo 5. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's only one defense that hasn't worked. Yeah.
Bravo 7 would be strange.
Bravo 7 as an idea. Let's see what happens. Okay, you're protecting your queen now. So now we have the bishop can't really move anywhere. Okay, so look at Bravo 7. Well, do we just do our slow plan again of rook foxtrot 4 to hotel 4? Oh, you've got bishop takes golf 5 now. Your bishop on echo 7 can move.
And then the queen maybe can finally help the defense.
Rook Bravo 7. We need an answer against rook Bravo 7. Well, we're not in trouble, are we, White? I mean, if we can find a sequence whereby we don't lose a piece at the end of all this, then you could just go bishop takes hotel 7, which doesn't threaten anything.
Yeah, black gets the Charlie Knight.
Yeah. Ooh, that was almost a try. I almost had rook foxtrot 6 there. But your rook bravo 7 has defended your queen. Alright. What are you actually threatening? Oh, you haven't got a good... Okay. All right. I don't think you can afford pawn takes hotel 6. That looks... pawn takes golf 6. That looks risky. So I'll play knight on Charlie 3 to echo 2. Now, have you got the courage to play pawn takes bishop? Because if you go hotel 6, golf 6, queen takes golf 6, and then rook foxtrot 7 is in the air again. I think white can run away with knight Charlie 3 to echo 2. Pawn takes golf 6 looks a bit greedy. So white has snatched a pawn in the middle of all this. It's something. It's a pawn I'd rather have than not.
How about the bishop takes the golf pawn then?
Bishop takes golf 5.
Yeah.
Well, queen takes queen, followed by bishop takes bishop, golf 5. Your bishop takes echo 3 check is not check, because the king... bishop takes echo, you can't flick in bishop takes echo 3, because the white king's on hotel 1. So if you're suggesting rook bravo 7, knight Charlie echo 2, bishop takes golf 5. Oh, I see. Okay, bishop takes golf 5, queen takes queen, rook takes queen. Bishop takes bishop, golf 5, pawn takes golf 6. That's what you're suggesting.
Yeah. Looks like, unfortunately, bad luck. I guess I could play bishop takes rook and win the exchange.
Oh, there's a bishop on delta 8, isn't there? In fact, there's a whole rook hanging on delta 8. Nothing protecting it.
Now that's bad luck.
Yeah. Okay. So I think... All right. At the moment, the white queen and bishop are powerfully placed on the light squares. Given enough time, rook foxtrot 3, hotel 3 takes hotel 7 is going to be a very strong sequence. You want the queen out of foxtrot 7. You need to drive the queen out of foxtrot 7.
So did I miss the move? Sorry, I went... toilet?
No. Black's still searching for a defense.
Okay,
similar idea.
Go on.
Queen to bravo 7.
Okay, and if we're not careful, queen takes echo 4 check is in the middle of all this.
Right. Now the queen's protected.
Right, your queen is protected. So now your bishop on echo 7 is free to move.
As you say, if the knight tries just simply to escape, then you have queen takes pawn check.
No, bishop on golf 6.
Well, maybe after you take it, I don't know.
Maybe white will miss that.
Right, I did. He's got 6 days, though.
Yeah. Oh, is that how much they get in those days?
Used to be real slow, I remember that. And they used to cheat, too.
Yeah. I had a look through the world champions, and I think the first one, or amongst the early winners, was Hans Berliner. I think he's American, isn't he?
Yeah, I know him very well. In fact, he was a student of mine at Johns Hopkins, and I taught him artificial intelligence.
Right.
He went on to make chess playing machines using artificial intelligence.
Right.
Which one?
We went to Carnegie Mellon University. Was it Deep Thought, I think they call it?
Oh, the one that played Kasparov.
Maybe.
Well, Deep Blue was the one that beat Kasparov.
It was Deep Blue, yeah, that was the IBM one. But I think it was, you know, a version of it, or descendant. Right.
Of course, strictly speaking, it's many joined together, isn't it? Parallel processing.
Yes.
So it's not one unit, it's an awful lot of units clubbing together. Okay, your Queen Bravo 7 is interesting, but I still think Knight Charlie Echo 2 saves the day, because if you go Pawn takes Golf 6, Queen takes Golf 6, guards Echo 4 for a move. And then we've got our Rook Fox Shot 3, Hotel 3 idea again. After Queen takes Golf 6, you might have to run away with something horrible like King Golf 8. But then there's Rook Foxtrot 7, and then Rook Alpha Foxtrot 1.
Bishop takes the Golf 1 again?
Immediately. Oh. Well, there'll be Queen takes Queen, followed by Bishop takes Bishop. Oh, I see. Okay, all right, okay, let's have a look at this. Queen, Bravo 7, Knight, Charlie 3 to Echo 2. Bishop takes Golf 5. We haven't got any back rank mates with the Queen. We could just go Bishop takes Bishop. And if Queen takes Queen, Rook takes Queen. Oh, no, we do it the other way around. Ah. It's not working, is it? I want to be able to play Bishop takes Golf 5 when you're in an unfortunate position of... I see why your Queen Bravo 7 is different, yeah.
Mm.
All right, Queen Bravo 7, Knight Charlie Echo 2. That might be better. Bishop takes Golf 5. Planning to pick up Pawn takes Golf 6 at the end of the sequence, okay. Ah, I win a piece by Bishop takes Bishop, Golf 5. And if you play Queen takes Queen, I take with the Bishop on Golf 6, so you don't pick a piece up anywhere.
Bishop Delta 7 for first move.
Queen takes Echo 7, just drops a piece. There might be better, but yeah.
Or Bishop Bravo 7, maybe.
Okay, Bishop Bravo 7. I still do the Knight Charlie Echo. Oh, it's getting a bit
dodgy. Takes Echo 6.
Oh, Knight takes Echo 6 is powerful. An exchange, yeah, tempo on the Queen. So your bishop has to be careful about where it wanders. Okay.
Okay, knight takes echo 6 and knight takes echo 6 back.
And then queen takes hotel 7, check.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Bishop on golf 7, right?
Bishop on golf 6 supports the mate, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Maybe bishop delta 7. No. Bishop Bravo 7, Knight takes Echo 6, Rook and Foxtrot 8.
Queen takes Golf 7, mate. The Knight on Echo 6 hits the
uh-huh.
Black Queen. Yeah. The Black Queen and threatens Queen takes Golf 7, mate.
Yeah. Hmm.
All right. You want to kick the White Queen out of Foxtrot 7.
Mm-hmm.
So who can do it? So far, you've tried the Bravo 8 Rook, the Charlie 7 Queen, the Charlie 8 Bishop. I think anyone else left you haven't tried.
You cannot play Bishop Foxtrot 8.
No, you get mated with the bishop on Charlie 8. Yeah. Queen takes bishop, fox toss 8, rook takes, rook takes, rook, fox toss 8. The fear and shadow knight is acting like a pawn. Come on, who else is left?
Bishop to Bravo 7, so then the rook could go do it.
Yeah, we tried it, but...
That's knight takes echo 6, hits the queen and threatens queen takes golf 7, mate.
Mm.
And if you play knight takes knight, queen takes hotel 7, check his mate. Come on, who haven't you mentioned?
No. Delta 5, no.
The slow plan is rook foxtrot 3 to hotel 3. You want to disrupt this by kicking the queen off foxtrot 7. All these mate nets appear because the queen is on foxtrot 7. You need to eliminate the queen.
Yes, but...
Well, come on, who haven't you mentioned?
Rooks cannot do it, bishop cannot do it, queen cannot do it.
So who is left?
Knight. Or pawn.
Well, you're not gonna kick the queen out with a pawn, are you?
Yeah.
So who is left?
But how can I do it?
Well, no. Who is left?
Knight.
Where? Knight where?
Charlie 4.
Ah, the knight on alpha 5 comes into Charlie 4 with the intention of knight echo 5. Ah, white's missed it.
Yeah.
And what's more, the game move is knight Charlie 4 and white has 3 pieces on freeze. You're not going to play knight takes echo 3.
Yes.
You want to play knight echo 5 and break this monster of a grip on the light squares. All right, white to play. Your 3 pieces on prise, bursting into tears, has been banished by Fide. If you start crying at the board, you get defaulted now. New Fide rule.
Just stop echo 5, or...
If you push pawn echo 5, black will just take it, knight takes echo 5.
No, stop knight on echo 5, I mean.
Oh, white must stop knight echo 5. Yeah, white absolutely must stop knight echo 5. If black is permitted knight echo 5, I think the whole white attack falls apart and black can probably take the Charlie 3 knight.
Yeah. So how can I do it? Bishop fox at 4.
Pawn echo. Yeah. Ooh, problem.
Pawn echo 5 problem, yeah.
But then the knight can't come to echo 5, can it?
Mm-hmm.
But pawn echo 5 would at least control hotel 3.
Yeah. Knight fox at 3.
Okay, that stops knight echo 5.
But it's closing foxtrot 5 for rook.
Yeah, you can't play rook foxtrot 3 to hotel 3, can you?
Yeah.
But,
Black can then play rook foxtrot 8, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Black is threatening rook foxtrot 8 next move anyway, yeah. So knight echo 5 is coming. Yeah, and if you play knight foxtrot 3, rook foxtrot 8 is coming. But you definitely want to stop knight echo 5. And you've only 3 pieces on please.
You just can't block the foxtrot file, I'm going to be trouble.
No, you must keep the foxtrot file open. Rook foxtrot 3 must be kept around. So you cannot play knight foxtrot 3.
And you can't stop knight foxtrot 4 either.
Same. No. So how are you going to stop knight echo 5?
Knight Charlie 6.
Hang on. You've already got 3 pieces on prees, and you want to put a 4th on prees.
Why not?
Okay, let's examine it. Knight Charlie 6. Well, it's definitely, if knight echo 5 comes in, you just take it.
Yeah.
And if black plays knight takes echo 3, I think you've got your rook foxtrot 3 to hotel 3 trick. All right, knight Charlie 6. And, hey, you
queen fought takes Charlie 6.
Well, hang on. There's queen takes Charlie 6. But then, what happens then? Dum-de-dum-de-dum. Does white simply go... Oh, no. Ah. Yeah, I had an answer to that before I came in. But incidentally, knight Charlie 6 forks 2 rooks on the bishop on echo 7.
Right. He almost has to take it. Although, of course, it might be good to take it.
Well, I think after knight Charlie 6, white has to go queen takes echo 7.
Yeah.
And then it's getting really random. You're threatening moves like rook foxtrot 7. Actually, you're threatening rook foxtrot 8 mating.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. All right, let's look at knight Charlie 6, queen takes Charlie 6. Queen takes echo 7, okay. You could play something to echo 8, rook or queen to echo 8. Rook echo 8 doesn't do it because queen foxtrot 8 leads to that mate. Or rook foxtrot 8. So it would have to be queen echo 8. So yeah. Knight Charlie 6, queen takes echo 7, queen echo 8. So we're equal on pieces. Oh no, you can't go queen echo 8. There's a bishop on golf 6. Yes, so queen takes Charlie 6, queen takes echo 7. Nothing can come to echo 8. And we are now threatening either rook or queen to foxtrot 8 checkmate. So you would have to play pawn takes golf 6. But then you go rook foxtrot 8 check. Rook takes rook, queen takes foxtrot 8 check, king hotel 7, rook foxtrot 1. And the threat is, well, what is the threat? Foxtrot 3, hotel 3, it's too slow.
Okay, now Charlie 6, queen takes Charlie 6, queen takes echo 7.
Yeah.
Then bishop delta 7 or bravo 7.
Okay.
Connecting the rooks.
Rook foxtrot 7, threatening rook takes golf 7. Rook foxtrot 7 allows one of the rooks to echo 8.
Or rook golf, yeah, rook golf 8 you also can play.
Oh, you know, rook golf 8, bishop takes hotel 7. King takes hotel 7, pawn golf 6 check. Mm-hmm. If the king goes backwards, queen hotel 4 check is mating.
Mm-hmm.
So, knight Charlie 6 proposed. 4 pieces on prince. Queen takes Charlie 6, Queen takes Echo 7, Bishop Bravo 7 suggestion, Rook Fox, is it Rook Fox dot 7 the best? Ah, you go Rook Fox dot 7. Because if Rook Echo 8, you go Queen Fox dot 6. Then you're threatening mate on Golf 7. And if Rook Golf 8, you then go Bishop takes Hotel 7. If the Rook moves, Queen takes Golf 7 mate. And if King takes, Queen Hotel 6 is mate. So if you play Knight Charlie 6, the Black Queen can't take it.
Well, you can't take it.
So you prevented Knight Echo 5, it seems. Okay.
And you've forked three.
And you've forked two rooks, and Knight takes Echo 7 could be quite useful. Or, or the general plan of Rook Fox drop 3 to Hotel 3 is on again. So the game move for White, Knight Charlie 6.
I bet he was lucky to get that. He didn't see that one coming.
Well, yeah, I can't say. But, I don't know how far back in the thinking that was planned.
Yes.
It might have been found, as you say, when his clock was running.
When he received the mail, he fainted, but then hours later, he found this move.
Okay, so Knight Charlie 6 for White. Four pieces on praise. Well, we've been through the pawn takes Knight on Charlie 3 variation. Just Rook Fox dot 3 to Hotel 3 will do now. There might be better, but that will do. We've been through the pawn takes Golf 6 idea, Rook Fox dot 3 to Hotel 3 again ideas. Clearly, if Knight takes Echo 3, Rook Foxtrot 3, so Hotel 3 is probably going to do the job. And we've looked at Queen takes Charlie 6, so Black must find something else. But what? Because we're still involved with Rook Foxtrot 3 to Hotel 3 anyway. Oh. And the Echo 7 bishop probably hangs to Knight takes Echo 7 with all sorts of ideas. And when you play Knight takes Echo 7, oh, you're not quite threatening Queen Golf 8 mate. Alright. Game move for Black is Knight Echo 5 anyway. Well, it forces White to if the White Queen backs off, you're losing everything. So White really has no choice, does White? White must play Knight takes Knight Echo 5.
Yes.
Game move for White is Knight takes Knight Echo 5. So White, four pieces on prize, is actually a piece up.
What is Black's move?
But it is Black to move, but you can only take one piece at a time.
Yeah, right.
In about my second year in league chess, I had a game where my opponent had four pieces on prize at one time. But unfortunately, I could only win one piece, because two of the pieces were in a pawn fork, a bishop and knight were in a pawn fork, so I could only take one of them. And what he did was... He moved one of the pieces which was attacked to protect the other piece.
Yeah.
So the two pieces were then protected. And of course, my pawn could only take one way.
Yeah.
Okay. It came about because he started chasing my queen around, but he miscalculated and he didn't trap my queen, but instead he had two pieces unprotected. And when the queen got a flight square, these two pieces were unprotected, and the pawn fork, which he thought she was trapping. By allowing me the pawn fork, he thought she was trapping my queen, but in fact my queen just got out of this, and then his two pieces had to regroup, and I then took one of the forked pieces. But I hadn't allowed for all that. I hadn't seen the full dangers to my queen. But as it happened, she got away with it. All right, it's back to play. What are you going to do? Don't forget, Rook Foxtrot 3 to Hotel 3 is coming in. And you need to get after the White Queen. And the only way to do that now is Rook Foxtrot 8. Okay. Well, there's not much left for... Oh, by the way, a big change in the position has occurred. Previously, White had a knight on Delta 4, which threatens all sorts of ideas on Echo 6. Now that knight is on Echo 5, which threatens nothing on Echo 6.
You should resign.
Well, we can get Rook Foxtrot 8 in, can't we? All you do is play Bishop, game move, Bishop, Bravo 7.
Mm.
Because the Knight takes Echo 6 trick, which was on last time, which tore Black apart, threatening mate, queen, threatening a mate on Golf 7 and the queen on Charlie 7, is now not on. The knight's on Echo 5, so Bishop Bravo 7, and White still has three pieces on Prees. Knight on Charlie 3, which has been on Prees since about move 15. Knight on Echo 5, and Bishop on Golf 6.
White's up a piece now.
Oh, White's comfortable. White's up a piece now, so White can move one of the knight's perhaps or whatever. Yeah, White can afford to let one piece go back. And White's grabbed a pawn in the middle of all this, the Golf 6 pawn. All right, any ideas?
And by the way, Black has a piece on Prees himself, the Echo 7.
No, the Queen on Charlie 7 defends.
Well, I think you said Bishop. Where'd the Bishop go?
Bravo.
Oh, Bravo, not, okay.
Yeah, Bishop Bravo 7.
Gotcha. Which, by the way... on a diagonal pin.
Yeah, it's almost threatening Bishop takes Echo 4, but there's still that Bishop on Golf 6 defending. Okay, Bishop. So the Bishop's on Black, Bishop's on Bravo 7. White to play. Any ideas?
Tabii. Oraya gelin, oraya gelemiyor. Ya, bir hamle
de mat var. Like threatening to win White's Queen.
Yeah, Rook Foxtrot 8 wins White's Queen.
Not only expel it, but win it.
Okay. I think White's wishing he'd started with a queen's pawn game now.
Bishop takes hotel 7.
Yeah, that's possible.
Okay, and if rook fox shot 8, you got queen golf 6 to grow low.
Yes.
Oh, and then you got queen hotel 6, bishop golf 6, and a mating nest. Okay, so we're not losing. We're not losing as such. So bishop takes hotel 7. Rook, if king takes hotel 7, what do you do then?
Rook fox rat 4 or fox rat 3.
Careful, if you go rook fox rat 3, bishop takes echo 4, pins your rook.
Knight takes bishop.
Oh, you have a knight. Okay. Oh, alright, you're okay. Alright, so bishop takes hotel 7, king takes rook fox rat 3. Threatening rook hotel 3, mating, yes.
Or fox rat 4 is possible, of course, yeah.
Or fox rat 4 is slightly safer, if you like, yeah. Okay, so bishop takes hotel 7, king takes rook fox rat 3 or fox rat 4. Looks to be winning, okay. Bishop takes hotel 7, rook fox rat 8, queen golf 6, you've won 2 pawns in all this, and you're still a piece up. And you can only lose one of the pieces back. So you're at least 2 pawns up.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, you found a good move. Okay. You know what the saying is? Find a good move. Look for a better one.
Hmm.
Yeah, find a good move. We have a good move. We're okay. We're not losing. Bishop takes hotel 7. King takes rook foxtrot 3 or foxtrot 4 to hotel 4. We're okay. So bishop takes hotel 7, liberates golf 6 for a flight square. And then queen hotel 6 for a mating nap. But we found a good move. Can you find a better one? Don't forget, rook fox rat 8 traps your queen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay. Queen golf 8.
Rook takes.
Knight foxtrot 7.
Checkmate. Brilliant. Okay. Right. So queen golf 8 check. King takes.
Bishop foxtrot 7 check.
Okay, king hotel 8.
Bishop takes echo 6.
Well, your whole queen down here.
Yes. So.
So black just goes knight takes bishop echo 6.
Ah, yeah, of course. So I should play. Where? No. King takes bishop. Okay. Bishop. Seems doesn't work.
What doesn't work?
Queen lost Gustav 8.
No, it doesn't.
No.
But if you don't do something like that, rook fox does 8 cat traps your queen.
Yeah. Maybe we can play queen echo 6.
There's a knight on golf 7.
Ah, yes. Okay, so what?
Queen echo 8, maybe?
You could take with a knight or either rook. Knight or rook can take that.
Yeah.
Okay, you're vacating Foxtrot 7, but as soon as this knight moves, all mating patterns have gone, haven't they?
That's a trouble.
Come on, there's one thing you haven't tried yet.
Just back up, I guess, out of there. Mm-hmm.
Well, you mean Queen Foxtrot 2 or Foxtrot 3 to Hotel 3?
Like that, yeah. And meanwhile, there's a nasty check.
Yeah, if you don't. Oh, no, you. Well, Queen Foxtrot 3, yeah, you've got to be careful about. Yeah, because if your golf 6 bishop goes and your Charlie Knight has to move, bishop takes echo 4 might be on you.
Hmm.
Well, and there's still one thing you haven't tried.
Queen takes echo 7.
Queen takes queen.
Rook Foxtrot 7. Not very brilliant.
Okay, queen takes echo 7. Well, you're losing an exchange there, aren't you?
Cause yeah.
Or black could simply move the queen back to... where could the queen go, actually? Well, black could give an exchange back and then take your knight on echo 5. Oh, no, and then take your knight on Charlie 3. All right, queen takes echo 7 might have some complications to it with rook Foxtrot 7. Queen takes queen. Oh, you could take with a knight with check. Oh no, queen takes rook. Knight takes.
Queen takes rook. Knight takes rook. King boost up 8. Knight takes.
Delta 8. Yeah, that's all right. There's some complications. So queen takes echo 7 for white. Queen takes echo 7 for black. Rook Foxtrot 7. What if white just tuffs? Black just tuffs it out and plays rook delta 7. You've probably got to take your queen back, haven't you?
Yeah, of course.
Rook takes echo 7 and black rook takes rook echo 7. You've got knight Foxtrot 7 check, but after king golf 8, you've got still got two pieces on please, and you're actually in exchange down now. So queen takes echo 7, rook Foxtrot. Oh no, you're a piece up, it's a piece for two rooks. White's a piece up in the middle of all this. So if you lose a rook back on Foxtrot 7 to echo 7, that's two pieces for the rook. But I think white's going to lose a piece either on golf 6 or Charlie 3 in the middle of this. Come on, there's still something you haven't tried.
Queen takes the knight.
All right, queen takes golf 7 then. King takes. Now what?
Rook Foxtrot 7 check, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so now there's two defences for the king. What if he goes king golf 8?
King golf 8. Bishop takes hotel 7 check.
Forcing king into the corner. King hotel 8.
Knight 8.
Knight golf 6.
Knight golf 6 check. Always check. It might be mate. Okay, so there's one mate. But we don't know. All right, queen takes knight check. Queen takes golf 7, king takes golf 7. Rook Foxtrot 7 check. No king hotel 8. King golf 8 loss to a bishop knight check. King hotel 8. Now what?
Rook takes hotel 7.
Okay. King golf 8.
Bishop Foxtrot 7.
You lose your rook. You lose your rook. Yeah.
Okay. So...
Your bishop and rook can't move.
Yeah.
So who else? Who else is floating around?
Golf 6, maybe?
No, there's a bishop.
No, bishop on golf 6. Okay. So.
Who else can give check? Your rook and bishop can't give check anymore. Who else can give check?
So king on golf 8 now?
King's on golf 8, bishop golf 6, rook hotel 7.
Yeah. We cannot give a check with other piece. Now?
Knight go 4, maybe?
The knight on echo 5 drops back to go 4. Intending knight hotel 6 check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're looking at queen takes knight, king takes, rook fox dot 7, king hotel 8, rook takes hotel 7, king golf 8, knight golf 4, and the threat is knight hotel 6 check on rook fox dot 1 mating. Black can probably put the bishop in the way on fox dot 6 and lose it to a rook takes fox dot 6 check. After knight golf 4, what can black do to defend? If you try something clever like bishop foxtrot 8, then knight foxtrot 6 is mate, if white didn't want to play rook takes queen anyway on Bravo 7, Charlie 7. So the idea is a rook on hotel 7, bishop on golf 6, the knight retreats to golf 4, threat knight foxtrot hotel 6 and rook foxtrot 1 mating, and bishop foxtrot 8, knight foxtrot 6, check his mate. So when the knight comes back to golf 4, black could try desperation bishop takes golf 5, which covers both check squares. But white can simply go rook takes queen Charlie 7, and black is now got, black's got two rooks and two bishops against white's got two rooks and three pieces, a bishop on golf 6, bishop on echo 3, knight on golf 4, and the bishops on golf 5, echo 3 are opposed. So if black plays bishop takes bishop, we play knight takes bishop. Oh, there's pawn takes knight on Charlie 3. But white goes rook takes pawn on Charlie 3. White's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pawns against 3. And there's two rooks and a bishop there, with two rooks and... No, it looks to me as if white is a piece up. Yeah, white is a piece up in the middle of all this. Yeah, white is a piece up. So white's going to be a piece and two pawns up in an ending. So we'll just go over that line again. Queen takes knight check, golf 7, king takes golf 7, rook foxtrot 7 check, king hotel 8, rook takes hotel 7 check, king golf 8, knight on echo 5 retreats golf 4. And the only means to stop the knight hotel 6 checkmate is bishop takes golf 5. But white then simply goes rook takes queen Charlie 7. Black can go pawn takes knight Charlie 3. No, white, black must go bishop takes echo 3 first. White goes knight takes echo 3. Black goes pawn takes knight Charlie 3. White doesn't have to go rook takes pawn Charlie 3, but you might as well. And then white's got a knight on echo 3, a bishop on golf 6, and black's piece is on Bravo 7. So white's a piece and two pawns up. So, are you going to put a fourth piece on prees and play queen takes golf 7 check?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can do that.
You reckon you can do it? Okay. Let's see if it's a calculation or a miscalculation. Game move. Queen takes golf 7 check. Game move for black. King takes golf 7. The game move for white. Rook foxtrot 7 check. And just to remind you, if black goes king golf 8 here, bishop takes hotel 7 check. King hotel 8, knight golf 6 check his mate, a smothered mate. So, black in the game, game move, king hotel 8. Game move for white is rook takes pawn, hotel 7 check. The game move...
Why does... Maybe white doesn't... Shouldn't do that.
Why?
Can you just play bishop takes pawn and then mate him in the old way?
No, there's rook golf ace.
Okay.
If you go bishop takes hotel 7, yeah, and there's also pawn takes knight on echo 5.
Well, you don't care about that, because you mean. But yeah, the rook. Golf ace.
Rook golf ace is probably the better move.
The only move.
Well, no, this pawn takes knight echo 5.
Oh, I see. Okay, right.
Yeah. So it has to be rook takes hotel 7 show. Black's king move is forced, king golf ace. And now white gets the knight back into the game. White plays knight golf 4. And the threatened knight hotel 6 check. And if king foxtrot ace, rook foxtrot 1 check, forces bishop foxtrot 6, rook takes foxtrot 6 check, forces queen foxtrot 7. Are we worried anymore? One of the rooks takes foxtrot 7 check. Absolutely crushing you, about 3 pieces up. So, the only move to stop knight hotel 6 check is bishop takes pawn. Golf 5. But after, I'll tell you, after knight golf 4, black resigned. The only move after knight golf 4 is bishop takes golf 5. But then white just plays the simple rook takes queen, Charlie 7. Black might as well go bishop takes bishop echo 3. White goes knight on golf 4 takes bishop echo 3. Black goes pawn takes knight, Charlie 3. And the simple sensible move is to just play rook takes pawn, Charlie 3. Keep everything under control. And white is piece and 2 pawns up. That's a win.
Yes.
And black doesn't even get the echo 4 pawn because the bishop on golf 6 saves the day. Okay. So, I hope that was entertaining. Only 4 pieces on prees at one point. And none of them could be taken safely.
Amazing.
Well, as you said, he did have the advantage of correspondence chess. Nevertheless, I showed it you just to give you ideas for inspiration that, sometimes you just have to go with a little bit of analysis and then just trust your chess judgment that, I've got such a strong position here. I'll go for it, and if it turns out I'm unlucky, I'm unlucky.
I'm surprised correspondence chess games aren't studied more, because they play a lot better than over the board.
There's less psychological play. You can't stare your opponents out or use body language at the board to try and intimidate your opponent into thinking your position is better than it is.
Just the objective moves, I think, that would be.
Yeah, it's like playing chess in a vacuum.
I wonder how it compares to computer versus computer chess. Surprised it was sort of comparable.
Yeah. Well, the psychological thing, so I've got 3 pieces on prees, what do I do? And maybe you've only got half an hour left for 15 moves,
Quite different, yes.
Yeah, totally different game, but still worthy of study. Okay, so I'll try and find another entertaining game for next week.
they're not only entertaining, and of course they're extremely well played, so we can learn from the moves themselves.
Yeah, but it's entertaining as much as I very much doubt if you could ever manage to play a game like this yourself, or if you did, it would be played on gut judgment, on feeling. This feels right, and it's the only move to keep me going anyway.
Yeah, even the grandmasters wouldn't, over the board, they wouldn't dare risk games like this because they can be surprised and lose very easily. But when you have six stages, you can be pretty sure it's going to work, or you have a good chance, so you do it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next week then.